every moment. And that means it's a work of literature, that nobody knows exactly where the borderline is. And in some works you say, well, there's some depth there. You know, is it just fiction or literature? Or is it cheap fiction? Or is it great literature? That's extremes. And so your life, is it cheap fiction? If you're only interested in the next thing, it becomes cheap fiction. Lacking any depth. And unfortunately, many people's lives have become that. What's the next thing? And in the end, of course, you die. It all resolves itself, eventually. All the problems finally get resolved. They have to, because everybody who's involved in the fiction is going to die, including yourself. Oh, it all works somehow. But that is the reduction of one's life. You live on the surface, just the surface of things. So that's another question you can ask yourself. What is the story at this moment of me? You see the story, and then you go beyond the story, underneath the story. Now the story is a sequence of thoughts. It's always the next, the next, the next. Now thoughts are quite far removed, further removed from being than the immediacy of, for example, sense perception. Sense perceptions in themselves, of course, are also fleeting, are forms that arise in your consciousness. And there are some spiritual schools that despise sense perceptions, even beauty. Say, don't look. It's all impermanent. It's all really unreal. It's all, don't look, no beauty, just be totally within. You could do that. But there is a beauty in sense perceptions, but the beauty that you see, if you are present, isn't really the form in the form, even the beauty of the flower. Beauty is always something that is deeper than the form in whatever you look at. It's not just the external form. And you can only see beauty if you see it through that in you that is deeper than the form, which means the form is thought. So when you're only thinking about what you see, you don't really see beauty. You attach labels to something. And that's why many people go through their lives devoid of true beauty. They're not present enough to see it. They may superficially glance as they're walking through a park. Oh, pretty flowers. They haven't really looked. They just have a distant memory. Maybe once as a child they looked at a flower and realized it was beautiful. Oh, the nice pretty flowers. Okay, what's the next thing I have to think about? I'm going there. It was so important. I have to get there and get this done. Oh, that's nice. It's a fraction, and even in that fraction, they're not really seeing it or hearing it or feeling it. They are the senses. Certain senses are very much neglected, of course, for contemporary humans. The predominant senses are seeing and hearing, and the other senses are touching, tasting, smelling. Well, even tasting, not many people are truly aware of the taste of the food. Smelling, you can smell the freshness of the air. You have to be present. Touching, touch something and feel the touch of a fruit. of any object in your hand, another human being, and be simply present with the touch. You're closer to being through sense perception than you could be through thinking. The first step towards being is to go from the abstraction of thought to the immediacy of perception. And then from there, it's only a little step to realizing the depth that is there that makes the whole perception possible. The depth of presence, of beingness, of I am, of ultimately yourself, as the one who is perceiving. You feel yourself as the field in which the perception occurs. So to become conscious of sense perceptions, including the neglected ones, smelling the air. If you observe a dog, which I've been doing more often recently, you realize they inhabit quite a different reality. It seems that 70% of their reality consists of smells. It's the first thing they go to, the first to find out about things and people, whoever is there, whatever is there, the first thing they go to is they smell it out. And then probably the next one is hearing, and the third one may be seeing. And many animals are like that, so they perceive the world differently. The predominant